With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's head to our phone lines right now to talk to someone with a modicum of talent. He has moved to St. Louis at ESPN 101. His name is Brandon Kiley. BK, how you doing?
I'm good, fellas. How are you guys doing? It's been too long.
It has definitely been a long time. BK, what's going on in St. Louis? So this entire thing, everybody knew that you were going to have one or two positive tests. Now one or two positive tests cancel games?
Yeah, they have to, man. I don't know if you guys saw what happened on Sunday with the Marlins, but they had three positive tests. They eventually found out about the fourth. They ended up playing that game, and it is now Friday, 5 days later, and they have 18 positive tests amongst the players. Man, this is the thing about this virus, is we're learning something new about it seemingly every day, and we've heard so much about the incubation period. I'm not trying to go all doctor on you guys, certainly not that, but we've heard so much about that in our daily lives, but we don't really see it as sports guys until it impacts sports. And this is the incubation period right before our very eyes being broadcast on live national television. The Marlins, from Sunday until today, have seen this spread throughout their roster, and that's the problem for the Cardinals right now. You've got two guys that had it. They were on a plane from Minnesota to Milwaukee on Wednesday with those two guys being on the plane because they took the test earlier in the day, didn't get the results until this morning. So now you have no idea how many guys in that clubhouse actually have it. So, yeah, there's two positive tests, but there might be 12 dudes on the team that have it. We just don't know until this thing goes through their system.
No, BK, you're 100% right when it comes to this, and I know that you maybe don't have the answer to this. I don't think you turned into Dr. Anthony Fauci all of a sudden, but how can this plan work then? Like, how can sports outside the bubble work if now two positive tests, we're all fearful that that could potentially turn into double digit the way that it did in Miami? How can this work?
It's a great question. It's something that I've been asking all along. I didn't like baseball's plan from day one. I still don't like it today. I think if you're looking for ways to make it more likely that it can work easier, it needs to go to daily testing immediately. It can no longer be this every other day. We'll eventually find out 48 hours. You need to be able to test every day. And the big thing for me, you cannot have these dudes getting on a flight without them knowing what the test results are. If it means the Cardinals on Wednesday get their test and then they can't fly out to Milwaukee when they had the day off until today and they just fly out there this morning whenever they finally get those results, then that's what has to happen. I think this is what we're going to see in the NFL is we're going to see teams give tests on Saturdays and then they quarantine their players overnight wherever that is at a hotel and then they fly in on Sunday morning once they get those results. That way they know once you get on that flight, everybody that is there should be negative and should be good to go. That's the way this is going to have to go moving forward. You almost create your own bubble whenever you're about to get onto that flight.
BK, I think that a lot of people in Kansas City are kind of holding their breath for baseball season and hoping that the Royals can pull out some sort of a miracle. But if there's not a football season, the Chiefs can't defend their Super Bowl, this place is going to go absolutely nuts. Now, I don't know if you know this, Brandon, but St. Louis, the city you're in now, doesn't actually have an NFL team. So I was just curious, how different is it? Because it's a baseball, just crazy city, knowing that this is what they have to get in right now. Is it the same type of thing where if the Chiefs don't play, Cardinals fans are going to go absolutely nuts?
Yes, it is. Baseball here is what football is in Kansas City. And if the Cardinals are not able to finish out this season, it's going to be rough for these fans. Now, that being said, this isn't your typical Cardinals season. Most of the people here aren't particularly thrilled with the way that they've assembled this roster, so that does change things a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, this would be like whenever Alex Smith was the Chiefs quarterback, if the Chiefs weren't able to finish out the season this year, Chiefs fans would still be furious about it. It just wouldn't quite be what it is with them trying to defend a Super Bowl title.
Did I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the plan is that they're going to play these games a doubleheader on Sunday and they're going to have seven-inning games? That's the plan?
So the plan is the game today that was supposed to be played right now has been postponed to Sunday. And as you said, that's going to be the first of this new rule where they are now playing seven-inning doubleheader. So that will be played on Sunday, as of right now, in that doubleheader with seven innings apiece. And then tomorrow's game, as of right now, is still on. Now, I'm going to be stunned, absolutely stunned, if that game is actually played, because I don't know how you're going to do that after what we just saw with the Marlins on Sunday. I don't think you're going to be able to play that game. I don't know if they're going to be able to play any of these games this weekend. I think a lot of that is going to be determined by the test results that we find out either later today or tomorrow. But I don't think it's going to happen, but that's the plan as of right now, according to Major League Baseball.
Right now, we're talking to Brandon Kiley of ESPN 100 in St. Louis. Two-part question here. What's your confidence level that Major League Baseball can safely and successfully get through their regular season and playoff? What's your confidence that we'll see college football? I know you're a big Missouri fan like myself.
Yeah, I think college football is going to be really tough. I'll start with that one first, and then I'll get to baseball. College football, you've got kids that are on campuses, and you're going to try to have them not go to the bars, not go to their friend's place, not go to the other dorms. Like, it seems wholly unrealistic that that's going to be able to work. And I hope that it is, but I just don't see it. With baseball, it's somewhat similar. I mean, we've now seen that these guys are just contracting the virus, and when they do, it ends up spreading like a wildfire. I mentioned the Marlins, but that is the test case that we have right now. I mean, Carrington, tonight, 20% of Major League Baseball will not play. There's been 31 games already that have been postponed, and we are less than exactly a week into the baseball season at this point. So my confidence in them being able to finish, 5%, it's really low. I don't think this is going to be able to be finished this year.
That is Brandon Kiley with ESPN 101 in St. Louis. BK, I just want to tell you that Sean misses you. The listeners miss you. I do not. Thanks for coming on today.
You're the worst. I don't miss you. I'll talk with you soon.
I do miss that guy, genuinely.
That's Brandon Kiley on today's show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.